Okay, so now it's recording. So I'm just going to read this thing that I have to read. Okay. Thank you so much for agreeing to participate in this project. It will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of this questionnaire is to produce as detailed and coherent a narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, I encourage you to feel free to not worry about providing an answer that is too long or too in-depth. Do you want to start off just by saying your name?
My name is Fanny E. Lester Randolph.
What does the E stand for?
Elizabeth.
Okay. And in what year were you born?
I was born in 1945.
And where were you born?
I was born in Rutherford County, Eagleville, Tennessee.
And how would you define yourself in terms of race or ethnicity?
I am African-American.
And what is the last level of school that you completed?
I went from 1 to 12th grade. I graduated from Holloway High School, class of 1963.
And are you married or have you ever been married?
I've been married. My spouse is deceased.
Okay. So what was it like growing up? You said Eagleville, right? Or what was that? What was it like growing up where you grew up? I guess, like, kind of describe your childhood, if you would.
I had a happy childhood. I was lived in Eagleville from birth until I was 18, and it was a good life. I lived there with my mom and dad, Mr. and Mrs. George Lester Sr., and my other 5 siblings. I had 2 brothers and 3 other sisters. Mm-hmm. We had a very happy childhood life.
How were you? Where did you fit in? Like oldest, youngest? Like
I was the 3rd child, mm-hmm. and I am the oldest girl.
Oldest girl. Mm-hmm. And what kind of is that? Like more like suburban or city like or?
It was suburban.
Okay. What kind of stuff would you and your brothers and sisters do for fun?
Oh, we would, play different games, and at that time, we would go to church at least twice each Sunday, and then sometimes Sunday night, so that played a big part. And other times, I was, in and out of school.
Mm-hmm. What church did you go to?
I went to the original church, original Rockville Church of God. It was located in Rockville, Tennessee. It's right out of Eagleville.
Okay. And what denomination?
It was Church of God.
Oh, Church of God. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Do you remember what your dreams for the future were when you were a kid?
Well, I always wanted to be married, which I did. I finished high school, and I had really planned to go to nursing school. But instead of that, some of my friends and I thought I wanted to be a nurse. Some of my friends and I, we stopped by the hospital, and we asked, a lot of questions about what, nursing consists of, what all we'd have to do. And when we got through with the interview, I knew at that time I did not want to be a nurse, so I didn't pursue that. So I ended up getting married in 1964.
Uh-huh. What about the, what made you realize you didn't want to be a nurse about it?
Well, a lot of different things she named off that we had to do. And I know I didn't want to do that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Why waste your time,
Yeah.
Pursuing something that, mm-hmm. You're not happy about.
So yeah.
I changed my mind.
Yeah. What did you, how did you meet your husband?
I met him in high school.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
His name was Harold Connie Randolph.
Yeah.
And we were married in 1964, and we had 3 sons. Mm-hmm. Harold, Eric, Gregory, and Maurice Randolph.
Nice. Do you remember how you met him? Like, I mean, I know in high school, but do you remember, like...
Well, in high school, well, I had, well...
Or, like, what were you like in high school? Did you, play sports or...
Oh, no, I sung in the Glee Club. I didn't play any sports because I wasn't good at sports. But I did sing in the Glee Club.
Nice. What did your parents do?
My parents, well, my daddy, he was a construction worker, and he also worked for Sunbeam Bakery, and he also worked for H.G. Hill. And my mom, most of the time, she was a housewife. Mm-hmm. And then later on, she went to work at Fly's, that's a plant in Shelbyville, and she also worked at Dixie Home. And she worked for the Durango Boot Company in Chapel Hill, Tennessee.
So you said it was suburban, so how close, who were like your neighbors growing up, or how close were they?
Well, they were pretty close. I had neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Lee Sheffield, Well, it's been such a while, ago. Oh, yeah. I can't remember all of them.
No, definitely. Do you remember who some of your close friends were when you were, like, a kid or a teenager?
Yeah, I had my close friends were Mabel James, Mary Glass, Irma Johnson, Betty Jones, and Leon Edmondson.
What kind of stuff did you guys like to do in high school?
Oh, well, we would go to the school dances, and we would go to ball games, and go on different trips and things.
What kind of trips?
School trips. We went to the Louisville, Kentucky College. We went there and toured the campus, and we also went to Beach Bend Park, and we visited other schools. Like we had what you call field day, mm-hmm. and we would go and participate in sports and different activities.
Nice. Where did you go to, I guess, like elementary school or primary school?
I went to Cedar Grove, Eagleville. It was located in Eagleville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I went there from first to the fifth grade. And I also went to grammar school at Diller School. It's located in Murfreesboro. Out of Murfreesboro in the Byfield community.
Mm-hmm. What were they like? What were those schools like?
Well, they were real nice. We were just like one big happy family. And we would go to school and then we would be there for class and we stayed there practically all day, at least until 3 o'clock. And then we were dismissed and we rode the school bus back and forth.
How'd you get to high school? Did you also take the bus, or?
Yes, I rode the bus from Eagleville to Murfreesboro. That's about 18 miles. I rode to Holloway High School.
Yeah. Do you remember any sort of special moments or experiences from, like, primary school? Like, any special memories come to mind?
Well, I wouldn't say this was a special memory, but I never will forget. One of my best friends, we would ride the bus, and one day, we didn't ride the same bus. And I guess it's good we didn't, because the bus my friend was on, her and some more girls were seated at the back of the bus, and they got to playing with the back door, the bus door. And my best friend, she fell out, and she was run over by the bus. And I was just glad that I wasn't on the bus with her because it could have been me, because we were so close. We were like in the first grade.
Oh, wow.
I'll never forget that.
That's so brutal. Yikes. What about, the things you learned in school? Were there like certain subjects that you liked more than others, or?
Well, I like spelling, math, and geography and history.
And what was the racial background of your classmates or your teachers and your teachers?
All of my teachers were black, and it was an Afro-American mm-hmm. school.
So things had not been integrated?
No.
Were there any rivalries between schools?
No, not at that time.
Okay. Was there any, what kind of discipline did they use, did the teachers use in school?
Oh, they had a pal. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty thick pal. I knew what time of day it was. They didn't have any problem out of me because I knew if I got into trouble at school that I would get a whipping when I got home. So that wasn't a problem. I knew better.
Yeah. Who at home would do the whipping? Was your mom or your dad? Or?
My mom. Mm-hmm.
What kind of music or TV or radio shows did you like as a kid? Do you remember?
Oh, I watched the Cisco Kid, Ra Ra, Just Leave It to Beaver, I Love Lucy, and Father Knows Best. It was quite a few of them. Mm-hmm. I can't remember them all. It's been such a long time ago.
Yeah. What about music? Did you have any favorite?
Yes,
groups?
I like Christian music, and I like rock and roll and the blues, and some country music I like.
Mm-hmm. It's eclectic. What about food? Did you have favorite foods as a kid?
Well, I always loved green beans. Cream potatoes and beef roast and fried chicken, ham, just to, you know. I didn't really like tiny greens, but I ate them sometime. And I learned to love broccoli.
I love broccoli.
macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. What was like the largest meal of the day? I mean, would your family always have, like, did your family have dinner together, or were there,
yes,
like, certain...
Yes, it was more or less like supper time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And what about, like, on Sundays?
We had big Sunday dinner.
Mm-hmm. Did you have family nearby?
I did. We would go visit them. They would come visit us. We would just have, it was just like a big picnic. Yeah. We'd just have just lots and lots of fun.
Yeah. So did you do any traveling in your youth? I know you said you went to, like, different high schools and stuff.
Well, in 1964, my sisters and I, we rode a train to Chicago. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that. That was my first train ride. We went there and stayed a week, and we was there with my uncle and aunts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a ball.
Do you remember some of the stuff you did?
Well, we would go to the beach, and we go to different art places, and we just love going to the park, just hanging out, and just having a good time.
Sounds fun. What about as an adult? Have you done any traveling, in your married life or post?
Yes, I went to Germany in 1993. That was my first trip. And it was cut short because I lost my son. He was in Louisiana. And I just arrived at Germany. And I called back to let them know that I had made it mm-hmm. over there safely. And my son was telling me that I lost my middle son. So I had to turn around and go back home, you know, to make the funeral arrangements and things. And then I was able to go back in 2004, my sister and I, and we had a wonderful time. See, I have a granddaughter over there.
Okay. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yes, yes.
So your granddaughter lives in Germany?
Yes, her and her mother.
Cool. What is she doing?
She's going to school and she's working.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What did you think of the German culture?
Oh, I thought it was nice. It's so nice and clean. It's a beautiful place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live over there. Yeah. But it was so nice and clean. It was just so enjoyable. My granddaughter's mother, she took us to, I guess, about 5 or 6 different parts of mm-hmm. Germany. And we would go in castles and churches and parks. You name it, she had it all planned out, you know, for nice. Us, my sister and I.
Do you speak any German?
Mighty little.
Probably more right after the trip. So, did you have a son living in?
My son was in the military when he was there for 2 years, stationed in Bieren, Germany. And while he was over there, him and this young lady met, and they end up with my granddaughter.
Right. I was just doing that. Okay. I was going to ask about military experience. So has anyone in your family served?
Yes, my son, my oldest son, he served in the military 4 years.
Mm-hmm. But did your husband ever serve? Or?
He served, I guess, about a year or two.
Okay.
Just Army.
And what was your husband's profession? What did he do?
He was a truck driver, and he worked at Idea Bakery, and he worked at GE, and several other places.
And did you work, or were you?
I did. I worked at General Electric. I retired from General Electric. I had 26 years.
Okay. And what did you do for them?
I worked in different areas of the plant. Mm-hmm. Really, I worked all over.
Mm-hmm. How did you like working there?
Well, some jobs I like better than the others, but it was a good experience. I met a lot of people, and it was nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have any memories from that are?
Yes, we would have, they would have different activities, you know, for the employees. We would have a picnic every year, which I enjoy. And in different areas, when someone had a birthday, for the whole month, the area celebrated for whoever was in their group, you know, mm-hmm. their birthday. So that was nice. And we were just like one big happy family.
That's nice. And so did your family, I guess your family didn't move because you said you were in the same place till you were 18.
Well, I lived in Eagleville until I was 18. Mm-hmm. And then I got married and I moved to Murfreesboro.
Okay. What was your wedding like?
Oh, it was nice. It was at my husband's parents' house. It was a small wedding. Mm-hmm. And my sister was my matron of honor. And my parents were there. And a few other relatives. It was real nice. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what your dress looked like?
Yes, I wore my prom dress. I was yes, it was kind of a blue silk. Uh-huh. And it had a long tail behind. Light blue.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
That's nice. Do you have pictures from it?
At home, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And when did you have your first? You had 3 sons.
My oldest son was born in 1965, August the 31st, mm-hmm. Harold Eric, and then. June the 10th, 1967, I had another boy. Mm-hmm. Then December the 10th, 1969, I had another boy. So that was it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. 3 boys. That's funny. Yeah, how was that, raising 3 boys?
Oh, it was a, it was nice, because boys are easier to raise than girls, but it wasn't too bad, you know.
Yeah.
They were busy, you know, busy little fellows, but I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seemed like they grew up so fast.
Yeah, that's true. Do your sons, I mean, do they still live in the area, or?
Oh, I have one son here in Murfreesboro, Harold Eric. And I have one in Antioch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not too far out. How do you feel like your experiences growing up compare to those of other folks of your same race and age but who grew up in another part of the United States?
Well, I had a very good childhood. And I had loving parents, and they were good role models. And we were just one big happy family. I was blessed, you know, to have good parents, mm-hmm. mom and dad.
Did they have any favorite stories or lessons that they would tell?
No, not really, but they trained us to sing. We sung as a group, my sisters and brothers, and we sang all over Rutherford County, different churches, and we were really good.
That's awesome. Did you have a name that you go by?
The Lester Children. We sung in Waltrace, Shelbyville, Murfreesboro, Eagleville, Rockville. We appeared on lots of programs with other groups.
Wow, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
How long, when did that go from?
We were like from grammar school on up to high school.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. Do you still sing?
Yeah, I sang in the choir at the Original Church of God, 424 East Castle Street. I'm a choir member. Here in Murfreesboro.
That's great. Are you still close with your siblings, or do your siblings still live around here?
Yes. My sister-in-law, she was one in the group, you know, here. Carolyn Lester.
Okay.
She's my sister-in-law. And I have one brother live here, and I have one brother in Nashville, and I have a sister here, and I have a sister in Detroit, Michigan.
That's really cool. What kind of programs were you on?
Well, we, you know, like churches would get together and they would have a program. It could mm-hmm. be Easter program, you know, like you get together and we have Sunday school, and different times we would, you know, have a program. It was called sometimes the HYPU program, and then when I was went to church at Rockville, I was the choir director mm-hmm. of, you know, some other kids, and I helped with the other children.
That's cool. And so your parents, what was their highest level of education?
They finished grammar school.
Okay. And what were their greatest passions or interests?
Well, just growing, owning a home and just different things, and just raising a productive family, which they did, and they were good role models.
Mm-hmm. What about your grandparents?
My grandparents. Well, I only met my grandmother, because others they were deceased when I was born. But my grandmother, she was great. She lived in Lynchburg, Tennessee, and she always looked forward to us coming to visit her, and she would have the best meal, and she would just have the prettiest house, and she had lovely flowers all around her house mm-hmm. and all on her front porch, and we just enjoy going and visit her. And we also, she took us to see the Jack Daniel Distillery. That's the first time I toured the Jack Daniel Distillery, because she lived right up the street from there.
Oh, cool. That's what you wrote your piece on.
Yes.
You said it's like Big Mama?
We call her Big Mama. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a joy to know. She was a beautiful person.
That's great. What kind of food would she cook, or what was her like specialty?
Oh, she'd have fried chicken, roast beef. She made the best chest pie. Green beans, ton of green, macaroni and cheese. You name it, she had it. She was just a good cook. Anything she fixed was delicious.
Is that your mom's mom or your dad's mom?
That's my mom's mom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did she have any favorite sayings or proverbs or?
Oh, no. She was just a Christian lady, and she didn't meet no stranger. In the same way with my mom. My mom and dad was Christian people, and they didn't meet any strangers. They were just good people. Mm-hmm. It was a joy to know.
Yeah, I like that. I guess, like, what do you think is the most important lesson that your parents or your grandparents, your family kind of taught you growing up?
To treat people like you would like to be treated. To stay focused and set some goals and try to reach them, which I did. And I was very successful. They were good teachers. And they taught by example.
So does your family own property or land, or did your family own property or land?
Yes, they own land in Eagleville, okay. Tennessee.
And did your family ever sharecrop, or were they ever sharecroppers?
Yes, they lived on people's places before they got their own place.
While you were growing up, what were you told about slavery?
Well, I really wasn't told a lot about slavery.
Mm-hmm. And did you know if anyone in your family like had previously been a slave? Like,
well, I didn't know of any, but we did our family tree, I found out that my great grandmother, her parents were slaves. Mm-hmm. They lived in Unionville, Tennessee. That's right out of Eagleville.
Unionville?
Mm-hmm.
And were there other elders in your community growing up? Or were there elders in your community growing up that, like, kind of, that you remember that were important? Like, besides, like, your grandmother or, I guess, I don't know.
Well, people that I come in contact with, I had some special aunts and uncles. They all were very productive people, and they all had their own land and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents have any opposition to you marrying your husband?
Yes, my dad, he didn't like the fella I was going to marry.
Oh, really?
But he couldn't talk me out of it. You know how that is.
Yeah.
My mom, she never said a word. She just kept out of it. But my dad, he told me, no, I shouldn't. But did I listen? No.
Was he right?
Well, yeah, in a way he was. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? I mean, why is that unless you don't want to?
Well, he said it was just something about him he didn't like, and... But we were a happy couple for a long time.
When did he pass away? Unless you don't want to.
He passed away in 2004. And my mom passed away April the 15th, 2003. She passed away the morning. And the next year, my husband was in a real bad accident, tractor accident. He was bush hogging, and he had a real bad accident, and he ended up dying from that.
Oh, wow. I'm really sorry.
My mom passed away on April 15, 2003, and the next year he passed away, April 2004, that afternoon. So on tax day, that will be something I'll have to, you know, I will think about, you know. And I lost my son, my middle son, on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 1993.
Wow. So holidays are not...
No, not those particular days. But anyway, St. Patrick's Day, I'll never forget that. It's been 19 years ago, but it seemed like it was yesterday.
That's so
to
cruel.
Me, he got killed in an accident.
God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but, you know, we never know when we have to go on.
Yeah. What have you done, or I guess, like, what things have kind of helped you deal with these, like, loss, like, deal with loss? Like, how?
Well, I just try to, I'll always remember them, but I just try to think of the good times we had and know this. There's something, you know, we all going to have to do, but, it, you know, you don't get over it, but you get better. Mm-hmm. And you ask the Lord to help you, and he will.
Yeah. Is the church, I mean, I guess, like, is faith a big part of
yes.
your life?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes.
Yeah. So I assume your kids... Like, you, as a family, did you go to the same church that you'd got, like, with your husband and your sons? Did you go to the same church that you'd gone to growing up, or a different?
No, it's a different church. Uh-huh. See, like, in Eagleville, I went to Rockville Church of God. Mm-hmm. I went there until I got married, and I went to Prosperity Missionary Baptist Church. Because I would go back different times and visit Rockville. Mm-hmm. But then later on, when I moved, to Murfreesboro, where I live at now, at this particular area, I joined the Original Church of God on East Castle Street, which I attend now.
Okay. So was your family involved in agriculture at all? Did they ever?
Well, my dad did a lot of farm work. We always had a garden.
Okay.
Beautiful garden, just ooh, a lot of good food, mm-hmm. and he had a few cattle, and we didn't have a big farm or nothing like that, but he had a few cattle, and he always had nice gardens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this was in your house in Eagleville?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. What was the relationship between, I guess that's like a personal farm, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. So these don't really. What do you remember about going shopping or like going to stores when you were a kid and like the role of black-owned businesses in the community?
Well, my mom used to take us shopping. We went to Hubs here in Murfreesboro. I mean, we went to Cowns, we went to JCPenney's. And she, you know, bought what she could afford, you know. Back then, things were much cheaper than they are now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the, did you experience, I mean, I guess, like, what was your experience with racism and segregation, like, growing up? Like, how did you feel like, or just, like, in general, like, how did you view the sort of, like, black-white divide, I guess?
Well, the only thing I really experienced was that we had to ride the bus from Eagleville to Murfreesboro, and we passed by a white school there in Eagleville. We couldn't attend that school, so we had to travel 18 miles to Murfreesboro to attend school, because back then the schools weren't integrated.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember what you like thought at the time?
Well, I just knew that's the way it was. I didn't really, you know, ponder on it or anything. I just went on and did what I had to do.
Yeah.
I was determined to get my education, you know, wherever I had to go or whatever I had to do. And that's what I did.
What about, in general, with your interactions, I guess, like, with whites growing up, was it, were they generally, like, positive or negative or...
Well, most of the white people that I did come in contact with, they were real nice, you know. Mm-hmm. I ended up babysitting for some of them, ironing, and just, we got along real well.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel like segregation affected your community, or if it did?
Well, I think it was a good thing because instead of having to bus the kids so far, they could go to school right there in the area, which made it better.
Mm-hmm. Desegregation? You mean like integration?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My sister was one of the first black students to graduate from Eagleville High School.
Yeah. What was that like for her?
Well, it was an honor because, you know, the kids back then, they weren't, you know, wasn't a lot, you know, going on protests and stuff like that. We weren't involved in anything like that. So everything went around, you know, pretty smooth.
Yeah.
And she was just happy to be graduating. And she went on to college, and so she ended up being a secretary.
Mm-hmm. This time. What would you say have been your greatest joys in life?
Well, just being happy and that I was able to own my own home and just being a productive citizen, you know, mm-hmm. and just enjoying life in general.
What's your favorite thing to do?
Oh, I like traveling, shopping, and enjoy listening to music. And I enjoy reading and doing word finders and visiting.
Yeah.
You know, I like going to Germany and different places. And I went to Atlanta, Georgia this past weekend. My granddaughter was playing in the volleyball tournament.
Oh, cool.
In Atlanta, Georgia, and I enjoyed that. I enjoy going to different picnics and sports events.
What do you like to read?
Oh, I love to read the Bible and just different books. I write Ebony and Jet and just anything that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. I guess, like, what do you say would be your biggest challenges in life that you've had to...
Well, I really hadn't had a lot of challenges. Whatever I, you know, come up on, you know, with the help of the Lord, I was able to conquer.
How would you say... So you said before you identify as African-American.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that black is defined now, and if it's different than the way it was defined when you were growing up, like when you were a kid, or if it's not, or if it's the same?
Oh, it's about the same.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like black-white relationships in your community have changed since growing up, or...? Noticeably?
Yes, yeah, sometimes for the better. And then again, I hadn't really experienced a lot of ratios and stuff, like some people. Mm-hmm. I try to get along, you know, people, you know.
Yeah. And so are you involved in any, like, community groups, organizations?
Yes, I'm involved with the Church Women United, and that consists of white and black. Older and younger women, and we meet like every other month.
Cool.
I'm into that, which I enjoy.
What do they do exactly? What's their mission statement?
Oh, well, we it's a Christian women group, and we just get together and fellowship, and we give to different charities like the food bank, the Red Cross, and just community helpers, just different organizations. We usually, you know, have our meeting, and then we have a brunch most of the time. And then we have a speaker, then we take up money. And each year we give to about four different organizations that's in need of help.
Cool.
the Red Cross and different ones.
And so, I guess in conclusion, like, if what specific message, if you could communicate something to the young people in this community, in your community, what would you want to say? Like, if you could,
I would say to stay focused and to keep God in your life. With the help of God, it's nothing that you can't achieve.
So is there any other information that you'd want to include that we haven't really talked about?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you again for participating. And please feel free to contact us if you have any questions or wish to add to your contribution.
Okay. Well, I hope I've given you some information.
No, that's great. I think it's great. Cool.